Call the House Special Committee to order at approximately 10:20. Today is, says February 16th, but that would be a cruel joke. It's March 16th. We're actually not going back into time. We have at the committee table Representative Book, Representative Millett, Vice Chair Keller, myself, Chair Edgman, and as always, check your cell phones to make sure that they are on silent. And I'd like to remind the committee members that we're having a slight deviation from our schedule this Friday, that we're having a joint meeting with the State Resources Committee to follow through on the Board of Fisheries letter asking the legislature to scrutinize the permitting process relating to the Pebble Mine. And that's going to be 3:30 Friday in the Butteridge Room. And today we have a pretty full agenda, starting with a second hearing on House Bill 365, introduced by Representative Millett. And that's regarding the processor fish ticket and landing information that would be available to NIMS. After that discussion, we'll go to House Bill 389 by Representative Seaton. And that's amending the Commercial Fishing Loan Act. And then depending on how much time we have, we'll get to House Bill 246, legislation that addresses the Sports Fish Guide Logbook Program and extension of that program beyond this calendar year. So, first, turning to House Bill 365, the record should note that Representative Kawasaki has joined us. Good morning, Scott. We did hold public testimony on House Bill 365. We had a great turnout with a lot of Southeast Saners here in the room last week, and I think we had one or two people testify online. But we have since closed public testimony, and at this point, the bill is before the committee. I'd ask the bill sponsor if she had any sort of comments before we go into discussion on the bill.
Thank you, Chairman Edgman. I do. My comments will be brief. I just want to remind folks that HB 365 is a continuation of a program that was established back in 2002 to allow fishermen to buy back permits to stabilize a fishery if the fishery chooses to do so. It's a volunteer program. It's for fishermen, by fishermen. I think it's a good program, and this is the last step, the last link, in allowing them access to some federal dollars to do just that, which is stabilize our fishery.
Thank you, Representative Millett. I should also note that we do have Frank Homan in the audience, representing the Commercial Fishery Entry Commission, if there's any questions for him directly. But committee members, under discussion on House Bill 365, any comments, questions, additional discussion on the bill? If not, Vice Chair Keller, I think a motion perhaps is in order.
I'd like to move House Bill 365, 1514 Alpha, out of committee with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Any objection? Not hearing any. So the bill so moves from committee. With that, we'll stand up for 1 second as we sign the committee document.
Buying a Alaska manufactured refrigeration unit and one that people import. There's just no incentive anywhere to stimulate people to buy Alaska manufactured products. This bill was drafted with that in mind, has a number of different provisions in it to make sure that we won't be harming the state, and so that's why I want to bring that to the committee and hope the committee will give us further suggestions.
Thank you, Representative Seaton. And before we go any further, we should adopt the CS file, working document. So. Is there any objection to adopting the CS for Hospital 389? If not, then the committee substitute is before the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I could have my staff explain the bill, if you'd like,
please. Good morning, Katie.
Katie Kester, staff to Representative Seaton. As Representative Seaton stated, the point of this legislation is to encourage the use and purchase of Alaska manufactured products in our Alaska commercial fishing vessels. House Bill 389 allows the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, Division of Investments, to offer a rate reduction of up to 2% if a borrower purchases a product that was manufactured in Alaska with their commercial fishing fund loan money. The two programs under the commercial fishing loan program that are eligible for this rate reduction would be the product quality enhancement and the engine efficiency replacement program. These would include products such as refrigeration units, ice machines, flush bags, which I just learned today what those are, and more fuel-efficient engines. And the legislation also requires that the product has to be at least 50% manufactured in Alaska. That's the standard that the legislation places. You also see in the definition of manufactured or produced means processing, developing, or making an item into a new item with a distinct character and use. And that definition does appear in statute. We took the making a new item with distinct character and use portion of the definition because we wanted to really emphasize that this is for a product and not for labor, because often labor will be about 30% of the cost of installing these engines and these products, and we really want to focus on Alaska products. Another thing about House Bill 389 is it's a voluntary program, which means the voluntary to the department. The department may choose when to institute this program depending on the market and the market conditions. Right now, the market is, interest rates are so low that it really would not be feasible for the health of the fund to offer an interest rate reduction. However, if prime went up, like let's say 5.5%, 6%, then it would become more feasible for a program like this. And that gives the department the flexibility they need to maintain this very important program for commercial fishermen with the statutory authority to encourage Alaska manufacturers. So I just want to point out briefly the changes between the CS and the original are minor. The CS includes the product quality program. The original only included the engine efficiency replacement program. That was just an oversight on our part. And the CS also includes language that requires the department to offer the rate reduction when they offer it evenly to all applicants, just kind of make sure it's applied equally. I'd also like to let the committee know that Kathy Dean, the accounting manager for the Division of Investments, and Jeff Whistler, the lending manager for the Division of Investments, are both here in the audience for questions on the particulars of how the program works and how the fund works.
Questions for the bill sponsor, staff, Representative Booth.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning. I'm looking through the packet here, and there isn't any pushback in here. You have some letters that are outsiders, information or emails. I mean, there's been supportive documents throughout here, but I don't see anybody with any objection to this whatsoever.
Through the chair, Representative Book, we have not received objection to this program. Of course, those types of letters are what the committee process draws out, so anything we receive, we would include in the package.
All right. Thank you.